Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is Jerry.
Good morning again.
Has been and still will be. and it still is raining. We're talking with Dean Quaser, who is a life insurance specialist with Time Financial, which is a Crump company. And the issues we're talking about is long-term care riders. I mean, life insurance in general. I mean, and some people don't pay attention to this as much as they should. And I find younger people aren't. So, I mean, it's two different aspects here. We're talking one in adult children and young seniors who should be looking at their well-paid-in, large cash value life insurance policies for the potential of putting long-term care riders on it, but also the talk about 25 and 30 year olds that are married, have a baby, and of course they're invincible. And
well, you know, there's another thing, John, the concept of unemployment has changed so much since my time. Well, I went to work as a young man many, many years ago. You worked for a large company, and there was a large insurance package that was pretty much forced upon you. Nowadays, people are independent contractors working for themselves, and there's no pressure to say, I should be thinking about family, thinking about the future. And people like you, you know, have an obligation to inform people about the positive aspects of life insurance and how it influences the way in which they live, and the fact that you've got, you know, that it doesn't come with a job anymore. Let's put it that way.
That was salary reduction, and you didn't pay attention because it was taken out before you got your paycheck.
Yes. And in fact, you know, when you got a job, you ticked the box, our personnel said, we're ticking the boxes for you, and said, sign here. And all of a sudden, you were enrolled, and you had a basis for insurance. You began to think about insurance.
Yeah, things are certainly different now. Yeah. As you were saying, a lot of folks are independent. They work for themselves. Companies don't give the benefits they once used to. So it is important that folks take these things upon themselves and then, you know, work with a professional.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and as you said, if you start, let's say you had a program as a young man or young woman today, then you have the option in later years to convert to the sort of program you discussed. But if you don't have it, you can't do it.
Right. And there's a lot of options you're going to have. But to have something that's permanent in place, that's building up a cash value inside, will always give you options and flexibility down the road.
Right. Yeah.
One thing that I just want to touch on as we're talking about all this stuff is, of course, anybody who is listening, you never move too quickly on these things. You're not canceling anything. We're not recommending any stuff like that. But what we are talking about is have your policy reviewed. Have the current policy review. You know, you may not be able to get another life insurance policy because of health conditions, in which case what you have is what you have and it can't be changed. But you definitely don't want to cancel anything. The point is investigate. And everything we try to do here at Project Independence, but in life, you should look into stuff and never just assume. Turn around, you have some conversations with your financial advisor, have your, you know, and you can even tell us how that's done. You have your policy reviewed.
That's right, John. So, and reviewing it is about not looking to see if there's something better out there for you, but also to make sure you understand what you have and you protect what you have, because you may not be able to qualify for something new. A lot of permanent policies, in fact, pretty much all permanent life insurance policies are built on certain types of assumptions. If you have a whole life policy, there's usually an assumption of a certain dividend scale being paid. If you have a variable life policy, there's usually an investment stock market component, and we're assuming that component earns a certain rate of return. If you have a universal life policy, we're assuming it's paying a certain interest rate. But as we all know, interest rates have gone down for years and years and years, and no sign of them going back up quickly anytime soon.
Right.
We know the stock market's gone up and down, because those are things we all hear about. Dividends on whole life insurance policies, although we don't hear about them as much, they've been going down for years and years. So if you have a permanent policy that's built on certain assumptions, if those assumptions did not happen, there's a chance your policy may be at risk. which means you should review your policies. You know, talk to your agents who you purchase the policies from. If the agent's not in place anymore, a lot of times your insurance company will suggest you meet with another one of their representatives to review their policies, or talk to your financial advisor. A lot of times, even though they may not be insurance experts, they may have access to folks who can help with your insurance policies in terms of reviewing them.
One thing that you're saying, Dean, which is so important, because rates have come down over the years, people's final death benefit is being jeopardized in some of these cases, unless they're maintaining payments or reducing things, because people thought they were guaranteed they paid in X numbers, but that money goes into a fund which was earning a certain percentage.
Right.
When it's earning less, the premiums aren't being paid. I mean, they're being paid, but you're invading principal.
So as you're saying, what's happening is when you give money to the insurance company, they're taking your money and they're taking everyone else's money and they're investing it themselves. And usually what they'll say is, hey, if we can get a certain rate of return on this money, then your premium will stay at this rate and you'll have a certain amount of death benefit and a certain amount of cash value. But what happens if they don't realize those rates of returns? You know, usually they'll send you the quarterly statements or annual statements, and you know they'll tell you if that rate that's being earned has gone up or down. And a lot of times folks don't concern themselves with those things. But if it's consistently going down for a very long time period, what that means is the insurance company didn't earn the money that that was needed to keep your premium at a certain level. And they may not be telling you how much more you have to start paying. So you need to investigate these things to make sure.
To follow what John asked, I don't know if it still exists, but I remember my dad had policies where the so-called dividends were used to buy additional insurance every year. And he, you know, over the time, I don't know if they're still selling those or not, but those earnings became important because he anticipated that with the passage of time, he'd be even more fully insured and, you know, that his protection wouldn't be eroded by, let's say, inflation. And of course, if the company can't, you know, circumstances change and the additional insurance is not added to because income isn't there, that's an issue that you have to look at. Maybe you have to go out and simply buy more insurance.
Right. Right.
Absolutely. What happens there, and that's the point, Jerry, people have to look at the policies they have.
Yeah.
Because many of that type of policy is not going on today. In fact, the opposite is going on because the earnings within the policy weren't keeping up. You're actually having lower premiums paid for you, and therefore your death benefit is being reduced.
Right.
That is something that has to be taken into consideration. Right. And the only way to do it, and we do these programs through the town, Project Safe. You have to be careful. I'm not telling anybody to just go out and sign papers, but life insurance and certain things were bought 20 years ago, and the people probably aren't even working anymore who sold them.
Yeah.
You have to review the policy.
Correct.
It's not like a timely thing. Everybody knows it's there. There's a policy someplace. I bought it so-and-so many years ago from Eddie. Remember Eddie down the block?
Right,
you know, that kind of thing. But it's a valuable asset that people have to look into.
And it's just like any of your other assets. You know, if you have stocks, bonds, IRAs, retirement plans, those things need to be periodically reviewed to make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, and life insurance policies are no different.
Yeah, so what you're saying is you can't put it in a safe deposit box and go to sleep
not
for
anymore.
20 years.
Not anymore.
Not
exactly.
Anymore. That's right. That's the important thing for seniors. We're living in a very dynamic time, and you've got to make sure your assets are correspondingly being adjusted or viewed. And updated, or else your expectations will not be realized. And some of the programs you're talking about, such as using assets in a double way, can't be realized because they're not there.
Right. Actually,
right.
That's one of the things going on currently in Washington through the Department of Labor. There's issues going on with fees that are being charged within retirement accounts. And you don't pay attention to the fee when it's absorbed and you don't see it. But at the end of 5, 10, 15, 20 years, you know, if you're getting charged an extra 50 basis points or a percent a year, it has a tremendous impact on the money that's waiting for you at the end.
That's right.
People don't pay attention. You bought something, you say it's a good deal, and you forget about it. And I know Steve Israel is very involved in that. Our congressman is very involved in watching out for the consumer, which is the resident of the town of North Hempstead. You know,
Dean, you're going to talk about long-term care for, you know, could you touch on that for a couple of minutes now?
Sure. And so this is probably something a lot of folks have looked at before, but long-term care, we know it's about helping people do the activities of daily living if they're not able to do it themselves. So how do they get that help? They can have a family member provide it for them. A lot of times, as was discussed earlier on the program, that's not always possible. Kids are busy, grandkids are in school. So that means someone else has to come in and do it. How are you going to pay for it? Well, you can pay for it out of pocket, and we've discussed what some of those costs are, and some folks have the ability to do that. If you don't have enough personal assets or you've spent them down taking care of yourself, you could then apply for government assistance and they would pay for it. And the third way really is to look at an insurance policy that will help defray some or all of those costs.
Right, and that's the one thing. Okay, Jerry.
Yeah, we're talking about. Yeah.
The benefit here is of all those different ways, I think the end result of what we're trying to say is if you have a life insurance policy, it makes sense to look at it. We're trying to uncover, you know, let's go back to IRIS. We're going look for a golden nugget here that all of a sudden you might be sitting on a life insurance policy that has some benefit that can be possibly converted without hurting the heirs down the road if that situation occurs.
Absolutely.
And all the things that we talk about, and we're basically out of time again, all the things we talk about, it flies. Like, look at Jerry's, it's
amazing. I
can't
believe it.
I know, it's the truth. But what has to happen is you have to take responsibility. You have to look at your papers. I mean, if anything we're walking out of this or coming out of this today is look through your papers. You have to sit down. We have Otto, who's a co-host, organized and explains that, and everybody has to have that same concept. You have to look at the papers because nobody's invincible. It's going to happen that somebody needs care, somebody dies, and that's not the time to be looking for the
papers.
It's
not, absolutely.
Okay.
And I know seniors particularly sometimes are reluctant to discuss these things with their children. Do it. Don't try to do this by yourself. Work with a professional, someone like Dean, of course.
Right.
But also get your children
involved.
Get your family involved, because it is a complex thing. And you want to maximize the value of the dollars you've worked for and saved and invested over the time. And there are ways of doing it. It's not going to happen automatically. If you do nothing, you get nothing.
Certainly.
Terrific.
Certainly, yeah.
We're going to have to end it right here. Dean, I want to thank you so much. It was a wealth of information. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM. We'll be right back.